Welcome back to Signals on 91.3. This morning we'll go straight. We'll go straight to Signals where we Signals Marketplace is over now. I was waiting for you people since. We're talking fashion, business, and branding, and I have with me. Where do we start from? Is a young dynamic fashion entrepreneur, is the creative director of Outspoken, a top-notch bespoke tailoring company based in Lagos, Nigeria, is an alumni. Is he alumnus? Of the Federal University of Technology, see, English, and a career at the Daystar Leadership Academy and the Fate Foundation. He has a wealth of almost 2 decades in fashion and the business of fashion, and has chosen to passionately mentor young fashion entrepreneurs on how to start and scale up their fashion business. He hosts a bi-weekly podcast called The Coffee and Bean Podcast, where he speaks passionately to African entrepreneurs about their journeys and inspiring stories. Well, before I had him, I'd see a friend of mine, Timmy Talk Promoter Show, who would post, and I'm wondering who's making this outfit. I'm just becoming quiet. I'll be looking. Me and my FBI. We'll be doing the FBI like this. And then one day we met up, I think a day before election, governorship election. And then we're just talking, and I just kept quiet. And then until one day when I started to look for him, that I think I need to have him. So he has this podcast where he's the one interviewing people. So I brought him here. Let's exchange and let's have him. I have with me Adeshola Balogun. Welcome to Signals.
Thank you, Shodi, for having me on. It's a pleasure.
Okay, so we're talking fashion. That's one. We're talking business. That's two. And then we're talking branding. Yep. Now, where do we start from? For somebody who... Where did you study in Accra again?
I studied Urban and Regional Planning.
URP.
Yeah.
What's URP doing with clothes?
So I used to tell people that for the longest time, I actually didn't know what it is I wanted to do.
Okay.
It was one of those things where you just wanted to go to school because you needed to get out of the house. Mm. And it was just important that let's just go somewhere. In fact, my initial plan was the University of Ibadan.
Okay.
But as you know, Greg gave me admission. And I said, okay, no, let's do Akure because I had, you know, it was a good school. And it was far away from the house.
What?
That was very important because, I mean, I just needed somewhere far away from my parents at the time.
Because
I just felt they didn't understand me.
Mm.
But prior to that time, there was a serious gap. I mean, I had a 4-year gap between when I finished secondary school and when I finished university. So I will always attribute my career in fashion to my elder brother,
okay,
who also runs a fashion line, but in Abuja.
Mm.
So in those times where I was waiting for admission, I would run errands with him. I would go to the factory with him. I would study his fabric choices. Study different things. And for me, that was where the interest peaked. So Urban Planning was literally just to get a degree. I sort of knew I wasn't going to pursue a career in it. But third year in school, There was an ASUU strike, and then I was always tired of being broke.
Yeah. I like that.
No, for real. I was always tired of being broke, and my dad. I mean, shout out to him. May his soul rest in peace. He ran into some hard times, but he never told us. He would just say, "Oh, maybe your allowance. He'll give you 50% of it." I say, hold it, I'm coming back to give you more, but you know that
you're not going to collect anything.
So I had to search within, and it wasn't the search within that I realized that, wait, hang on a minute, I could sell some of these pieces and sell to my colleagues and classmates, and that was literally how Outspoken started.
So if you say search within, a lot of times, is it that it's hunger that is making us search within, or it's just, what makes us search within?
So different things make you search. Adversity is still the number one thing on the list that makes you search within. For real, like when you find people doing things and you ask them, they'll tell you it was when they were in their lowest moment.
Mm.
That, I mean, in speaking with a lot of guests on the pod, you would hear that they will tell you it was when I left a job, or when I was satisfied with a job, or when I was having this issue or that issue.
Mm.
So and it just forces you to search. So adversity is the number one thing that forces you to search within. So many other factors, but I will say that, you know, they would always get to a point in your life where you need to
Ronu Conley.
That's the, I was looking for the bad word. The word that was coming to my head was Banuso.
This is Ronny Driller. As in, you had to think deeply.
Think within, yes. And I'm glad. In fact, there have been two pivotal moments in my life where I've had to, from that was starting a business and then resigning my job and focusing on the fashion business solely. Those were, like, I would say there were two pivotal moments in my life where this decision was either make or bust, you have to do this or go home. So go big or go home kind of situation.
Okay, so now that you started the fashion business, how is that terrain? Clothes. Why clothes? Well, why?
Because clothes make the man. Because that's the first thing that people look at you when you.
We have no choice. We don't want to be naked. So let's just talk.
I tell people this thing. It's not. It is. Yes, fine. You are an intelligent person, but if I see you, people can literally make a decision about you just by looking at you. Without even letting, I'm serious.
That one is packaging.
No. Okay. I know it's packaging. Yeah, it's something. As much as superficial as that word, as superficial as packaging is, it takes you far. It is when people now decide to run with you, they now say that But then something needs to draw people in,
sure.
And that is where clothes come in. And I always tell people that I've spoken, we celebrate your uniqueness. Because it's taken a while before I found myself. You know, I told you that. You said why open up? I said because for the longest time I didn't know what I wanted.
So we left home. We are plenty that left home. So we are running away from home.
We were running. See, in fact, my initial plan was to do geology. But then I found it's a long story. But let's not go.
Now that you started and you've talked about clothing, tell us a bit about pieces of it that. You started to sell pieces, and then you remember that your other brother, I hope you're paying him tight. Because now,
well, he knows that, you know, I give him founder's fee.
Okay, now what is it about that, Terry? Because a lot of people are in it and they're saying bespoke, outspoke, what I got versus what I ordered. Let's have that conversation.
Okay, so because you find a lot of people using the word. Bespoke. The word bespoke means it's made specifically for you. That bespoke or made to wear, made to measure.
Yeah.
There's ready to wear and made to measure. Ready to wear is it was made without
you in mind.
In mind, they just made it. Okay. So
you go to the market and buy.
No. So the fashion entrepreneur or the tailor. Let me use the tailor. Let me just use the generic term. The tailor buys the outfit. I wasn't thinking of Oshodi when I was doing it. I just know that it is for a female size. I'm doing it for a size 16.
Okay.
There's no... So then, now, a made to measure is, I know that Oshodi likes purple. I know that she doesn't like bling. I know that she doesn't like short dresses. So that is... So
you won't profile me already like this.
So a made to measure outfit literally puts... A made to measure outfit literally puts the customer in mind. So that's why bespoke outfits cost more. Because I mean, I'm sitting down, I am counting, I am literally putting your preferences into
consideration. Okay.
So there are more things to worry about with bespoke than with
ready to wear.
Ready to wear. Now there are more ready to wear brands because it's cheaper, it's faster,
people it's affordable.
It's affordable. You know. So for us at Outspoken, we do both.
Okay.
We have the bespoke tailoring brand and the ready to wear because we're telling ourselves that it's okay. So for those that will say the bespoke aspect might be a bit
expensive.
We have you on ready to wear. And the beautiful thing about us is we do a lot of work with Ashoke.
Okay, now before we go to Ashoke, I want us to, there's this thing with tailors.
Yeah.
They say that the Beninese tailors, Togolese tailors are way better than our Nigerian tailors. Why?
So I mean for somebody who employs
tailors
from that part
of the
world,
Next Door Neighbors.
Yeah, Next Door Neighbors. I would say it's more of they are more focused.
Hmm.
They're more focused. They know what they came for.
Okay.
Not in terms of skill. It's not that they are any better. Mm-hmm. It's just they are more
detailed.
Yes. They are more detailed. They have more
tenacity.
There's the word I'm looking for. Maybe you call it tenacity.
Or diligence.
Diligence is the word. They know that you have this number of work to do this week, and I'm going to do it because I have people at home
that are waiting for me.
Yes, I didn't cross the border to be doing
anyhow.
Yes, the ones you have here are just very distracted. They are distracted with so many things. You find a few of them that are focused, but so it's not like they are better. It's just they just know what they came to do and are focused.
Okay, so if the reverse was the case, if our own people were in their own lands,
yes, no,
I think they'll do better.
It's like when a Nigerian goes to the UK to do a job, and you're saying you're not sure. Yeah, why you have literally left what you know as home, and then you. Don't be serious now.
Yes.
So that is what I've noticed. Before, I believed the myth that, they were better. They were not. They're not necessarily better. They're just more focused.
More focused. Why can't our own? Is it that we just like,
there's that thing about, you are
in a comfortable space.
In a comfortable space. You know,
you're even with
space.
The no jobs, yes. You're still comfortable.
Yes, you're comfortable with the barest minimum. You're comfortable with the barest minimum as long as I have enough to eat.
And pay my bills.
I'm going to encourage my staff, my tailors to do that. You cannot be comfortable with just getting by on the just getting by. No, you need to aspire for more.
You aspire to perspire,
to refire, and acquire.
See, leave all of those English first, because now when you're choosing tailors, are you looking at talent or what are you looking for when they, because you know, the moment the person you're employing knows that you can also, they'll use you to do shege.
Yes.
So, tell us a bit about that. Have you seen that?
Okay. Please, can you run that question again, please?
Tell us. Yes. When they know that their guy does not know you share.
Yes.
They would have using you to do akko.
Okay.
I need to say it that way.
Okay. So let me say this. First of all, he who knows why will always. Will always control. He who knows why and how. Let me say that again.
If I know why,
if he who knows why would always control, he who knows how. Now I'll tell you. As a fashion entrepreneur, we are working with tailors who know you know how to cut, you know how to sew. You're the best of tailors. I mean, I'll encourage any fashion entrepreneur to have a bit of knowledge in
sewing.
In sewing, yes, sewing, pattern drafting, cutting, at least joining. But because you are involved in day to day running a business, you might not be in the how do I put it now,
day to day running.
You may not be able to pick it, but nobody can do shakara for you.
Mm-mm.
Nobody can shakara for you. That one is.
We should know that one.
Yes, but when your people know that, I mean, there's also that thing of why would the staff want to do
anyhow?
But especially when they know that, for me, I tell my people that I'm not just running a business just so that we can make the numbers, but I'm also involved in making you better as a person. I don't see you just as my tailor. I see you as somebody that as a person that can be better than how you are now. So at the beginning of every year, we have things like milestones where, okay, at the end of this year, you must be able to do this. When they realize that, this person cares not just about my own well-being, this person cares about my well-being and not just
the job.
I mean, I've had tailors that have stayed with me for 5 years, 4 years. Whereas before I started, I would hear that, tailors don't stay
one or two months.
So people come to me and say, what do you do?
Hmm.
How is yours different? And I tell them, I don't think there's any special thing that I do per se, but what I do is to make sure that they are, and it's not, I'm not doing anything fantastic like, oh, we we take everybody
retreat, team bonding,
we do kumbaya. No, we don't. Like, it's just normal. But they know that when push comes to shove, the boss will be there for them and stick with them always.
Okay, so in becoming a fashion entrepreneur, is there any market research? Because, is there any market research?
So, the good thing about it, when I say the good about it, is the fashion entrepreneurship is one of the lowest hanging fruits. Like, you don't need
anything
too much. Like, how did I even start? How did I start? I never, like, I always give credit to my first customer, you know, my roommate in uni. You know, I told you it was a strike.
Yes.
And which is why I said in adversity, there's great things are always bettered.
True.
So Chooks, Chukuma, Chukunyenum Organo, I said, I always mix it up, but we call him Chooks. And he rings me up and says, guy, we are resuming school. So Asu had called off the strike. The school had given us a date. He said, man, you know, everybody has to look fresh. And prior to that time, because I'd worked for my brother, so he has given us truckloads. My siblings and I have given us truckloads of clothes, rejects from
people, clients,
others. So we wore it, and so he will say, "Man, I need you to come with new shirts,
new fabs,
new shirts for me." And it's like, okay. He said, "Okay, no, send your brother the money. I'll send it to your account." So I call my brother and I say, "Ah, bros, Alpha, I have a roommate that is interested in making
clothes.
How much does the guy want to make this shirt?" I think he said he maybe paid 3-5 for it. At the time, my brother was making clothes, the shirts, 10,000 for one.
Okay.
So
that's said, boss.
So he's like, you know, this thing is not, yes, but you know what I'll do for you. This is him telling me, you know what I'll do for you. I will tell my Lagos manager to take you to the market, introduce you to a tailor. And get it. So we went to the market, pick fabric, gave it to the shirts already.
That's your first test.
My first profit was 3,550 naira.
Aha.
This was 2005.
Aha.
And I'm like, that's it. Like,
just like that, free money.
Like, the money has entered like that. So at that time, which is why I said it's a low hanging fruit. I just figured that it's just to pick fabric, give it to a tailor, and we are good. I'm in business now. But it takes more than that. But which is, I said, the entry point is very easy. It is the sustaining that momentum is where the biggest challenge lies. So you need to understand different things. You need to understand customer temperaments. You need to understand staff management. You need to understand.
Have you ever delayed clothing?
No. So one of our biggest selling points is,
won't delay you.
In fact, we have a 48-hour service delivery.
I was going to ask. I saw it on your status. How?
What do you mean by how?
How would you make clothes in 48 hours?
Because we have invested in
48 hours.
We invested in machinery.
In two days, we
have invested in machinery. We have invested in manpower. We have invested. As I speak to you, If I tell you what we have done this week, what we did this week was actually a test of our, of all this, what we're saying. A customer brought 50 outfits for us to do. 50, yes. And we did it.
In 48 hours?
Yes. It tested, like I say, it tested us.
It tested you.
That's not about people. When you say, oh, I can do this, People say, hey, Shebi, you can do it, Abi.
Nigerians will test you. Yes. Test everything.
Not that anything. Say, Shebi was supposed to only. Yes. And we did it, but it tested us. I mean, it really tested us. But I'm happy. I'm happy.
50.
I'm happy.
And there was no complaint.
No.
And it was delivered.
No. They're picking it up today, so I'm hoping they won't.
As in, no complaint. But that's it. That's a challenge.
Yeah.
We should do Guinness.
Let's join the record. World record holder.
No, but 50.
Yeah.
How did the staffs take it? You know, when a guy brings job in, everybody's there. Go to the deal.
So I'm lucky to be blessed with people. Okay, so the circle back to what I said,
sustainability.
Before about sustainability and letting your staff know that I want you to be a better person than how you were before. Like, I'm not just about, like, so you came in with, one thing I always tell them that, you know, there's nothing's ever impossible. Always be a problem solver. look at life with the view of solving problems. So when they come to me and say, "Ah, Oga, maybe Kini on the walk or Kini," and I'm like, "Okay, so what's the solution?" And they're looking at me. You have a brain
to think
for a reason. Yes. Yeah. So when bring this kind of thing, first of all, I had before we even collected the job, I told them that I said, you know what? So yeah, let's talk about it. Is this something we can do? I mean, like I said, we've invested in manpower. So we say yes, something we can do. This is how we do it. This is how. I mean, even the Bible says that, you know, who wanted to build a tower will not count the cost. So before we had sat down. This is how we're going to do it. This is the process we're going to take. This is, we would have to, almost everybody will have to
sleep. All-nighters.
Yes, we pulled all-nighters, you know, as in. Exactly. And so I'm happy. Like, I'm happy that we're going to do, but we're not, it's not something we're going to try. Because it tested
15, 48 hours, different designs.
No, same. Thankfully, same.
Okay. Okay.
But it's not just even, it's just different elements. There were caps in it. There were
Agbada in one.
No. It was there were kimonos in it. There was see.
We're walking the talk.
I mean. But we thank God.
So do you design for men and women, children?
So we just started the women's line because so the fact that we deliver fast, you know, has endeared a lot of people to us. So a lot of women will say, my tailor, they are good though, but they'll use 2 weeks, they'll use 3 weeks. So what we do for women is just very simple styles, kaftans. I don't do anything.
You don't do the corsets?
No, I don't.
So you choose your struggle.
I can't. Oh.
Okay, then first a little signals on 91.3. We're discussing fashion, business, and branding with Adeshola Balogun. If you have questions, comment, send us a WhatsApp message to 0809-234-5913. If you want to watch us live, Young Cerebral on YouTube, and then you can see us live stream. And if you want to call us, 0809-191-3913. Send us a WhatsApp message, 0809-234-5913. So, only men, kaftan for women.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you said you deal in Ashoki. Oh, yeah.
No, I don't like okay.
Because this one is Ashok Gear.
Right. So there's something I wanted to say, which is part of what my mentor,
brother,
but yeah, is also my mentor.
Yeah, you're believing a brother, so that, you know what I'm saying, let's do brother, right. So that we begin to look at the people in our families as not just you have money. You know those uncles that know you to help us. That's okay. That is value.
Mm-hmm. So I would always, so first of all, anybody in business has to have a mentor. It's important. Someone said experience is the best teacher, but you're better off learning from other people's experiences. You can't live enough to amass all the experiences that you need.
Some experiences you don't need some experiences.
So there are so many times where, you know, we've had to do this. I take this step, don't take this step, do that. I've lost the train of thought. The first question he asked. What was the question you asked? So he told me and he said, What will single your brand out?
What will stand you out?
And everybody needs to answer that question. Like I said, the entry point into
fashion,
being a fashion entrepreneur, especially in Nigeria, is low. Like
anybody can.
I remember when I first started out, from school, you find almost everybody
was selling clothes.
You know, you're either bringing okay clothes or you are making something, you are doing, there's always something. So but what will stand out and say, okay, you know what? For this person, this is why I use this person. Mm-hmm. So for us, on the general scale, is our 48-hour service delivery.
Okay.
For people, it's for some people, it's when we use a certain kind of fabric that nobody can ever get. So for us, It's Ashoke because
it goes above quota.
No, funny enough, you know.
Someone says, hello, that guy is great and walks the talk. I have used him severally and he always delivers.
Oh yes, Mr. Olumide Farmer King.
It's all right.
Shout out to you, boss.
It's okay.
Okay, so
You go to Abeokuta.
No. So I had an interesting meeting with a guy that changed my life. His name is Shehun Oduyale.
Okay.
And for one of today's birthday, so shout out to you, bro. And he runs a company that sells Ashoke, and it just literally just changed my viewpoint of how I see how you can literally revolutionize the use of Ashoke and make it into contemporary clothing. Because most people think Ashoke is just for wedding, once
traditional marriage. Wedding,
yes. And now we incorporate Ashoke into our shirts, into our pants. We make Ashoke kimonos, make Ashoke shirts, I mean a cap. You know, I just literally celebrate heritage, celebrate the fact that I'm a proud Yoruba man. Mm-hmm. In fact, now we use Ashoke in our furniture. So in our store. Almost all the furniture we use is made with Ashoke, and it's just a true testament to the fact that if you say you do unique, then pick something that is unique. And for me, Ashoke is a very unique piece and outfit.
So apart from Ashoke, what other
Adire, Ankara, but then I mean you have the cashmeres, the wools, which of course I said the general
people
who make male clothing use.
Okay,
so that is why that Ashoke part will be done.
Has there been any fabric that's been hard to find?
There are some where you have to travel out of the country to find. And of course, that would also tell in the cost. That would also tell in the cost. There's no.
So, which one is more expensive, female wears or men wears?
You know, both are actually. So let me tell you the reason why female wears are expensive. Female wears are more expensive than men and males because females like to be like the outfits have to be outlandish, have to be out there,
have to be beautiful, have to be.
Exactly. And there's a lot of things that have to go
in buttons.
Yes, but the button accessories mostly
and zips
are what makes female outfits more expensive. But then the amazing part is females actually buy more.
Okay.
I have a customer who buys clothes for me at least every 2 weeks.
And she's wearing it by herself, or she's buying it for you?
No, she wears it now.
That's brand ambassador.
But I mean, but the same customer, like the best a man would do for you is once a quarter.
Yeah, because I'm really low.
That I'm saying now. So as much as we are tempted, which is why I said, okay, you know, let us be a player, even if it's a minor player in the female
space.
Female space. Let us at least be collecting that money. Yellow Jewa Logan by you.
It signals on 91.3. If you have questions, comment, call us and send us a WhatsApp message to 0809-234-5913. I'll tell you why I'm laughing. Now, have you ever had somebody saying that they stole my design?
Well, people have actually stole my design. We actually have this design called Ereayo. Ereayo was one of the name was coined by the photographer who shot the collection. Shout out to Wale Sucre. It's a dashiki made with cotton. Then we put a bit of Ashoke
pattern on it.
Pattern, yes, in the middle, and then had a bit of tassels on it. And the next thing I see is someone using Davido and Zlatan. He interpreted it, like he literally took it and then
interpreted it.
So I mean,
it paid you?
No, of course not. It did now. People are like, oh, why didn't you trademark and all that? But I've also realized that generally in Africa, like Nigeria, people don't have respect for intellectual property. Yes.
Why?
They just go to your Instagram, pick it and
take it. I roll with it.
So even when customers come and say, I need to do this, I tell you that I can't copy it 100%. I can't.
Hmm.
because it's somebody literally slaved night, day and night, like, and to bring out the design. You want me to know? I can't do it. I can't. Like, it will be different. That is just for, it's just my own way of respecting the person. I don't know you. I don't know who the creator was. I mean, as a fellow creator, it's somehow when you, if you like design so much, then go to the person who the original person.
The original person might be 1 billion naira.
And then wait till when you have the money. Okay, so you know what I also do. If you say, oh, the other person did it and is 1 million, then you would pay me you pay me the same amount.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about business.
Yes.
How's it been?
Huh.
The fashion terrain, how's it been like?
It's as with every business in these times, it is challenging. It really is challenging. But these are the times when you need to
be creative. How creative can you be?
Exactly. As I was saying, even creativity. you have to have the standing to even be creative. But like I always, I think that's probably the running theme of this conversation. In times of adversity is when great things are bettered. Tough times don't last.
You can be inspiring with clothes that are now expensive, fabrics that are now expensive. Mm-hmm. Did you increase?
Just imagine. Yeah, we have to increase marginally because the factors of production had gone up as well.
Okay.
Factor of production had gone up. Diesel. Fuel, petrol had tripled. Diesel prices had gone up. Transportation for staff, so you had to increase salaries.
But are people buying clothes?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
So
there's not. It's not
three major things. Would always food, shelter,
clothes. Clothing. So in the basic spots.
So you now have to find a way to now create segments in your
business
pricing range. There are people that, you know, would nothing, they shake them. You always, that's down,
that's the A level,
that's it. Then for me my mindset is, don't leave any money on the table. So what I mean, there's a certain amount of money I won't shake.
Okay, so let's
tell you what it is.
No, I know what it is. So if I'm coming to Outspoken now, yeah?
Outspoken.
Is it? So how much should I be for anybody that is listening? So we want to start and want to look good, because so when we are coming to Outspoken, how much will we be bringing? Like that's the starting. So if I have 20k, your facial expression is not nice.
See, you know what I mean? Don't worry, our customers,
because you know why I'm saying this. You know, earlier on in the conversation, you talked about appearance and how people perceive you. Now, it's not everybody. For some people, looking good is very good for their esteem.
Yeah.
Right? And for some other people, please let me just wear clothes and go. Except I have events. So I want to look good and I want to stay okay with all the things that, because, you know, in these times where everybody's buzzword is, problem no they finish. I still want to wear good outfit, and I'm coming to you, and this is the amount of money that I have.
Okay, so the beautiful thing about life is wherever you are, so the same way you find people sell food, there are people that do 100k a plate.
Yes.
People that do 1,000 a plate.
Yes.
Or water go always find a level.
The
same way with clothes, the same way with shelter. I just found out this week. I just found out this week that there's a house in Abuja where they pay 120 million for rent. 120 million for rent.
I mean, the Nigerian enough to tell you that surely Laura Lamy.
Exactly, for rent. But it's all about the same people that spend 120 million for rent, the same people that do that, the same, there's places where they do 12,000
a plate.
No, for rent. So levels. Yeah, so I mean, we try to cater for as many income
brackets
as possible.
So are we playing in the ABC? Because that's the space you're playing in, ABC.
Mm-hmm.
So by C, it means that, let's say, I can afford 30k are come.
They're about, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, that, no.
Because
no,
when I said 20, that first, the expression was different.
Funny enough, God, if you may be to find you something.
We should
be able to find you something.
Olumide is asking that if you had to do it all over again, what would you do differently? They are put here in this what?
If I had to do what all over again? If I had to...
Fashion. If the I had to business, do, the brand.
I enjoy what I do. You know, before the mics were on, we're talking about
purpose.
Yes, I mean, I enjoy what I do. I enjoy talking to people. I enjoy solving problems, and the business allows me the opportunity to do all of that. If I could do it differently, I probably would have resigned a lot sooner.
With no fear.
Yes. So when I resigned, I was already married and I had a kid.
You will be forced to go and work.
I wish I'd done all of that, you know, while I was single, no fear, no burden responsible for all the failures. Now, you know, as you go higher, your failures are more amplified and have more impact on the people around you.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so I would probably be more, and I'll be willing to I won't probably internalize
a lot of things.
Yes, a lot of failures. I'll just, because now I realize that failures are just a testament to the fact that you are doing something. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now you're a fashion mentor to a lot of people. So what do you tell your mentees? Because you talked about mentoring.
Be a problem solver. Is my mantra to my people all the time. Be a problem. So what problems are you solving today?
Mm.
What problems are you solving today? Are you a reliable person? Mr. Farmake still called me yesterday and I'm solving a problem for him because he knows that.
We'll be on it.
So I always tell people that what I sell literally is peace of mind. So you have people that say, I've not seen my tailor I gave my tailor something, I haven't seen him. Or his phone is off. Or he disappeared, or I can't find him. I tell you that with outspoken, just hand it over to us and rest. We'll literally be the one
chasing you.
So be a problem solver.
Be reliable.
Be reliable. Be consistent. I show up at work on the days when I feel like, when I don't feel like, when there's work, there's no work. Be consistent. Mm-hmm. Be consistent because on the day where, so I'll give you a quick example.
Yeah.
There's a store I keep passing on my way to work where they sell shirts. I see it like the shop is open, but it doesn't look like there's anything really
going on.
Then one of my aunties calls and says, I need to buy shirts.
Hmm.
And the day I go there, the shop was closed.
Kai, I don't like it. It's painful, but I just don't like it. Like,
I'm like, the one day
that I put my mind, I'm going to buy.
What if the person said, you know what, man, I'm not doing it. Maybe the person today just said,
I'm not feeling it.
Yeah, this thing, there's no sales today. I'm not coming to work today. Which is why I said, on the days you feel like, one day,
something
it's going to, just keep showing up.
Keep showing up. Yeah. Okay. One more thing before we wrap up, because my time is almost up. What's the difference between the fashion of old and fashion of now?
Audacity. Audacity, and there are many more options.
Wow.
But that's, people are willing to try new stuff. People are willing to try new stuff. There's fashion is now full circle.
Okay.
So there are more things to borrow from the past and incorporate into the new ones now.
Do you have your clothes abroad?
We when you say clothes abroad, we're not started stocking yet.
People buy from outside.
I'll tell people that the only continent we haven't made it for anybody yet is
India.
No, we've done Asia, we've done Australia, Europe definitely is
North Korea,
South America.
Wow. Okay then. Well, my time is up, but here's the thing: if you look back, what has brought you so far?
God.
It's okay. you know, you have Christians. You'll be expecting some scriptures.
God, and the fact that I just, I mean, there's not, so I tell people that when you have many talents, you can now say, there's only one talent I have.
To be not shy.
To be, and that is where I am. So I'm going to do it to the best of my ability.
That's good. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I had a good time. Thank you. Was nice talking to you.
It will come your way again next week, Saturday, like we always say on Signals. Dream again, create opportunities for people. And then, because people will be people, keep creating opportunities. Have a wonderful week and God bless.
Attention, small and medium business owners. Are you ready to shine? The Fuse Festival by Stanbic IBTC Pension Managers is the place to be on December 23, 2023 at the Life Sport Entertainment in Lekki. Join us to showcase your incredible products and services to a diverse and enthusiastic audience. Whether you're in food, fashion, art, beauty, or any other fabulous category, your business is welcome. Register for free on the Stanbic IBTC Events app on Google or iOS stores. Registration closes on the 15th of October, 2023. So hurry and register today. The Fuse Festival is brought to you by Stanbic IBTC Pension Managers. See you there.
There's a new cuisine in town. A glass of wine, a cup of coffee, and if you're like me, a glass of smoothie. With Signals, served on Lagos Talks 91.3 every Saturday at 10 a.m. Your mind will dream again.
Attention, small and medium business owners. Are you ready to shine? The Fuse Festival by Stanbic IBTC Pension Managers is the place to be on December 23, 2023 at the Life Sport Entertainment in Lekki. Join us to showcase your incredible products and services to a diverse and enthusiastic audience. Whether you're in food, fashion, art, beauty, or any other fabulous category, your business is welcome. Register for free on the Stanbic IBTC Events app on Google or iOS.